DeepSeek's announcement today is technically dense, but strategically significant. They've open-sourced what they're calling DSpark, their inference optimization paper, and the headline numbers are 60 to 85% faster generation speeds. That's not a marginal improvement. For context, inference speed is the bottleneck in most production AI deployments. Training a model is expensive, but it happens once. Inference happens every single time a user sends a prompt. And at scale, even a 30% speed improvement translates to roughly 30% reduction in compute costs. 60 to 85% is the kind of improvement that changes cost structures.
And they open sourced it. That's the part that matters politically and strategically. DeepSeek has now established a pattern. They announce a capability that rivals closed-source frontier models, they release the technical details, and the global developer community immediately starts building on it. The cumulative effect of these releases is that the open ecosystem is now competitive in ways that would have seemed implausible 18 months ago.
The HN discussion on the DSpark paper is highly technical. People are digging into the specifics of their approach, which involves a combination of kernel-level optimizations, attention mechanism modifications, and what appears to be some clever batching strategies. The 60 to 85% range isn't random variance. It reflects different optimization profiles for different sequence lengths and batch sizes. Short context, high-throughput use cases see the larger gains. Long-context reasoning tasks see more modest improvements, though still substantial.
Now pair this with the separate HN story today about the gap between open-weight LLMs and closed-source models. That post, which scored 223 points and generated 180 comments, is a careful analysis from Double Word Eye examining exactly where the gap is shrinking and where it persists. The key finding, on most benchmark tasks and many production workloads, open-weight models are now within striking distance of closed-source models. The remaining gap is concentrated in a few specific areas: complex multi-step reasoning, certain coding tasks, and what researchers call instruction following on edge cases.
The HN community's reaction to that analysis is interesting. There's broad agreement that the gap has narrowed dramatically. The disagreement is about what the remaining gap means. One camp argues, if open models are 90% as capable for 95% of use cases, that's effectively parity for most applications. The other camp argues, the remaining 10% of capability is exactly the part that matters for the highest value applications, the frontier use cases where the most money and the most strategic advantage lives.
And here's where the governance stories from our last segment connect directly. If GPT-5-6 Sol is access controlled and Anthropic's Mythos requires government vetting, then the 10% capability gap at the frontier becomes a 20%, then 30% gap, because the open ecosystem can't study or build on what it can't access. The governance regime and the technical gap are not independent variables. They're coupled.
This is also where I want to bring in the Manticore search engine story, which got less attention today, just 14 points, but is technically interesting in the context of AI infrastructure. Manticore's engineers posted a detailed write-up about how they improved KNN search performance using two-pass HNSW algorithms, batched distance calculations, and AVX 512 SIMD instructions. HNSW stands for Hierarchical Navigable Small World, which is the dominant algorithm for approximate nearest neighbor search, the core operation behind vector databases and semantic search systems.
What's the practical relevance for listeners who aren't deep in the infrastructure weeds?
Vector search is how retrieval-augmented generation works. That's the technique where you give an LLM access to a knowledge base by finding relevant documents at query time. It's used in virtually every serious enterprise AI deployment. Manticore's optimizations are specifically targeting the case where you have millions or billions of vectors and need low latency search. The AVX 512 instructions they're using are hardware level SMD operations available on modern Intel and AMD server chips. The result is that search that would have taken, say, 50 milliseconds can now complete in under 20 milliseconds at scale.
And faster retrieval means lower latency for the whole RAG pipeline, which means faster responses for end users, which means lower infrastructure costs. It's the same story as DeepSeek's inference optimization. The open source ecosystem is systematically grinding down the performance costs that previously made AI deployment expensive.
One more item in this cluster, the interactive Jest and Vitesse testing course that's browser-based and scored modestly today. It's a reminder that as the AI ecosystem matures, the education layer matters enormously. Testing JavaScript, understanding how to write reliable tests for front-end code, is a foundational skill that directly affects whether AI-generated code is actually safe to ship. The existence of high-quality browser-based courses for this signals that the ecosystem is maturing its quality practices, not just its raw capability.